Hey there, this is Eric with Tourism Marketing Mastery, and I wanted to reach out to you because I know that life is not that easy for you right now. It's not that easy for any of us, but I wanted to let you know that there's a silver lining and I wanted to give you a game plan. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you our exact game plan, and I'm hoping that maybe you can pull something from that that will help you weather the storm, get through the crisis, whatever you want to call it, and actually use this as an opportunity to grow bigger than you were before. So, without further ado, let's jump into things. Hey, my name is Eric Hattersheit, and I'm part of a group of independent tourism operators that you've probably never heard of. We deliver experiences that are beyond a photo shoot. When they're not, we actually have to change our guests' lives. But because we don't have unlimited budgets like the big brands, we have to think differently. We have to be clever with our marketing. We need to reach our audiences to make the impact. But we also need to be profitable right from the start. Unfortunately, traditional education is about 20 years behind, and they aren't teaching us what we need to know. So we've decided to take matters into our own hands. We're sharing marketing tactics that work today because we are experienced masters, and what we do matters. All right, I am glad that you joined me on this episode, and I really want to make sure that I'm delivering something that's going to be useful to you. So stick with me. Not only am I going to give you our 7-step game plan moving forward, I also am going to give you guys a couple links in the description where you can join onto a free webinar that we're doing that is sharing informational resources both on the audio and the webinar, but then also I'm giving all these resources away in a printed form. So everything from email templates to our game plan, our strategies, even ad templates that we're using moving out of this, and actually what's getting us bookings even during this time. I'm going to be sharing that with everyone that's on those webinars. So I'm going to put a link to that webinar in the description below so that you can jump on there and you can get those resources. So if you're looking for that, go to the description on this episode and you should find a link there. Let's move on though and jump into what we're talking about here today, which is overall weathering the storm. And that's really what's happening here. I think, you know what the best analogy is? I was thinking about this, and I think the best analogy that a lot of you would understand is in Forrest Gump, in that movie, when he goes out and he buys the shrimp boat with Captain, or what's his name? Is it Captain Dan, Officer Dan? I don't know, whatever his name is. They go out and they buy the Bubba Gump shrimp boat, and they're coming up with nothing. They're going out there, they're fishing for shrimp, and they keep coming up with nothing, keep coming up with nothing. And then, oh, Lieutenant Dan, that's what it was. And then one day they get stuck in a storm and they just get absolutely thrashed in the storm, but they have no choice but to ride it out. And you got Lieutenant Dan on the mast screaming, like, "Is that all you got?" And Forrest Gump, he's trying to man the boat, keep them afloat, keep them alive. And because they're able to weather that ridiculous typhoon, and the boat doesn't go down, when they come back into harbor and it's just complete and utter destruction, that's their shining moment. That's the moment when everything turns around for them, and that becomes the pivotal point where they launch what becomes a massive business, because then they start going out and there's no other competition out there. There's nobody that's rebounded as fast as they are, and or have, and they're catching hordes of shrimp. So their business booms, and that's what really launches them forward. I want you guys to think about this period like that. I want you to scream at the eye of the storm and say, "Is that all you've got?" Because you know that you've got more in you than this has to beat you down. So I think part of that for sure is having a game plan moving forward. And I'm not gonna lie to you, I had a bit of a pity party for probably a solid couple of hours where I was a wreck. I was down in the dumps because it seemed like my entire world was imploding. A lot of you guys don't know this, but not only, in addition to the resort that we run, the family resort, I also actually have a a motorcycle tour company, and we run moto adventure tours all around the world, and that's been growing pretty rapidly, fairly well. And things really are not going too terribly through the whole coronavirus thing, but unfortunately, we've had to stop, cancel all of our trips, and obviously, that's not an easy situation to halt everything there. There's also a lot up in the air with the resort itself, and then you might not be aware, but I teach a lot of tourism marketing specifically, but tourism marketing and management and strategy, and obviously that business has been affected as well. So my entire life is steeped in tourism, and so of course this period I was getting phone calls from all of my managers, and things were rough for especially that Friday the 13th. That was a rough day. That was a rough day. That was the most iconic poster child Friday the 13th I think I've ever had and probably will ever have. But after feeling sorry for myself for a couple of hours, I rallied and I looked at the situation. I said, okay, well, you know what? This is business. And in every business, when you've got massive problems, that's a sign that there's massive opportunity. Because all business is looking at a problem and saying, hey, if I can solve this problem better than anyone else out there, I'm going to be okay. And so that's the way that I looked at it. And that's the way I kind of want you to look at it as well, is saying, yes, this is a massive problem, but how do I turn this into a massive opportunity? How do I do my part to solve this problem? So I know you're probably wanting me to get to the meat of this episode, but I wanted to go through a little bit of my mindset, my mental shift, what I had to go through, because if you haven't yet, maybe that's the food for thought. So starting into our 7-step plan, what is it that we're doing? Okay, so this kind of it starts with working through the problems we have currently facing us as a priority, and then it moves into what's our near future plan, and then what's our plan kind of further down the road. So step number one, first thing that we're doing is we're having a hard look at our cancellation policies. Our cancellation policies have definitely shifted. Our normal cancellation policy went out the window. And what we've fallen on as a cancellation policy for ourselves, at least, is letting the guests know if they're writing in to cancel, yes, you have the opportunity of canceling, and we can give you your money back right now, but there's a couple of options for you. And so we'll write them back and say, here's what your options are. Now, for us, we lay those options out and say, we can either give the money back right now, or what we can do is, and I think if they want their money back right now, we're not legally bound to give everything back. So what we can say is we're giving back, don't quote me on this, but I think we're giving back a significant portion, like it's like 80% that we can give back right now. Or we can hold their current booking, especially if it goes further into the year. So we're looking at summer months especially, but if we can hold their booking, and what we're going to do is our cancellation policies are changing this year so that we don't have a policy now where if they cancel last minute, they're not going to get their money back. We say that right up until the day of their booking, they can ask for a full refund. So we'll hold on to it just so that we can see where the situation goes. And then right up until that point, they can ask for their money back, and they don't risk losing more money the longer they wait. So in other words, that allows us both to plan a little bit further down the road and say, hey, this gives us an opportunity to both get what we want if things clear up. In addition to that is tacking on a bonus to that. So hey, if you hold your booking, not only will you get your vacation in the summer if you show up, but we're adding this little bonus on to that booking. Now, depending on what company we're talking about, that bonus will change. For the example with the motorcycle company, we're offering physical gear. So we've got gear that we can give away for bonuses. With the resort, we're offering extras, like we're offering firewood for the week, for instance. So so what are those bonuses that we're giving away? The other thing that we're offering up as an additional option is gift certificate. So if they want, as opposed to getting a refund and or a partial refund, what we can do is we can give them a gift certificate for the full amount. So a gift certificate that they can redeem anytime within the next year. As long as they book within the next year, they can get that full amount. So that's basically what we're doing for cancellation policies. We're offering up a few different options, and that's kind of what the options look like. Second thing that we're looking at doing is we are renegotiating any current leases or rental agreements that we have. So with some of our operations, we have leased land, warehouses, storage space, and we're going to the owners of those spaces and we're just being frank with them. We're saying, hey, listen, this is the situation. Obviously, we are in tourism and tourism is being hit. We're not capable or it's not possible for us to run any of our tours right now. And so therefore we're having cash flow issues. So there's two options. Either we can pull out of this space, pull all our stuff out, and who knows when we'll be back and if we'll be back. Or if you're willing to work with us, we'll renegotiate the rental agreements down. In most cases, we're trying to renegotiate those rental agreements down by half for the next 4 months. And then after that 4 months, then they go back to normal. But that's what we're saying. Now, in most cases, the owners of these places, they understand that there's a good chance if we leave that space, there's no one else that's coming into that space anytime soon, especially right now, given the circumstances. So they would rather lower their rent by half for 4 months than have someone leave the space and then not know when they're going to be able to release that space. So for us, those have been positive conversations. Obviously, the owners are not going to be stoked about giving that as an option, but it's better than nothing. So and it keeps the relationship, in my opinion, it keeps the relationship amicable because you're being real with them. You're just saying like, hey, we can't afford to keep this going at full rent. It's just not possible. So either you get nothing or you get half. And so obviously the option for them is to rather take half. Okay, so that was point number two in our action plan here. Number three, what are we doing? This will be counterintuitive to a lot of you, but it's working for us. And I'm not going to say it's going to work for everyone. That would definitely not be true. But for some businesses, this is worth looking at. We're actually still marketing locally. So we've pulled any ad spend or marketing or reach outs that we've done, definitely internationally, or anything that's even, I guess, what we would consider very far to travel. But what we have done is we've continued to run local ads. And up until even today, we're probably getting an average of, I'd say, not tons, but about two inquiries a day, asking to book with us, even with all the stuff that's going on. So that keeps things going. That keeps us afloat. We're doing a lot of what's surprising to me is a lot of those people are doing early season bookings, so bookings for the spring, and then we have a few that are coming in still for the limited space we have in the summer months, or at least asking for asking for space. Sometimes we have to turn them away, but we're getting additional spring bookings, off-season bookings, from running those ads, and we're still getting a positive return on those on that investment. So something that's worth considering. That actually surprised me. I didn't expect that. I didn't expect that we'd still be in local business, but we are. So I'm not going to claim that it's going to work for everyone. I don't even know that I'll claim it's going to work for anyone else, but it's working for us, so it might be worth a try. I'm always, when it comes to marketing, I just say test it, and if it's working, then keep doing it, because it's the results that matter. That's the only thing that matters to me. So how are we advertising? We're advertising through Facebook, Instagram, and oh, by the way, if you want some of the ad copy for that, I'm going to be providing the ad copy, the exact ad copy that we're using to book our spaces on a webinar. So I mentioned earlier that we're going to be doing a webinar and just giving all this information away for free because everyone's hurting right now. To me, it makes sense to just give all of this stuff away for free. So if you want that info, I'm going to be talking about it, how we use it, and then I'm going to be giving that all away in a printed ad book that you can get if you register for that webinar. And again, the link's going to be in the description for this podcast. So if you want that ad copy, you can grab that there. Or at least you can grab the registration for the link to the webinar there, and you'll get it on the webinar. Number four. This is also a little bit of an interesting one, but we've had a number of guests reach out and say, or I guess ask, if there's anything that they can do to help, because they know that these are rough times for tourism-based businesses, and we've got pretty good relationships with our guests. And so they've reached out and asked if there's anything they can do to help. And so what we are doing right now, we haven't sent it out yet, but what we're doing is we're compiling a email, or I guess composing an email would be the appropriate term. And what we're saying in that email is, hey, there's a number of you that have reached out to us asking what you can do. We might need some help in the future, which we'll send out another email. But for now, the number one thing that you can do is, if you have stayed with us or gone on an experience with us, click this link and leave us a great review, because we're going to weather this storm. And when we come out of it, these reviews are going to continue to help us to book more amazing guests like you. So if you really want to help out, the number one thing that you can do for us right now is go fill in this review. And so we're just putting that link in the email. We're going to send it out. And that gives us a rare opportunity to bulk ask for reviews. And we're not giving them anything in exchange. We're just saying, hey, if you want to help us out, if you want to do something nice for us, this would be really appreciated. So that's number four. Number five. This is something that I kind of want all of us to do, but it takes time. So number five is, it's going to be difficult for me to phrase, but essentially what we're trying to do is, we have taken a hard look at, what do our guests actually come to us for? What's the end result that they're really paying for? And how do we give them a piece of that? So for instance, with us, it is, we know that guests come to us because in part they want an opportunity to connect deeper with their families. They want to relax and connect deeper with their families. So what we're looking at is saying, hey, is there something that we can send them in the mail that allows them to connect deeper with family? So we're looking at putting together a game, an ongoing game that they can play throughout the week with their family. We send them, in this case, we're sending them, or looking at sending them, I should say, five envelopes. So each day for the week, I guess without the weekends, but each day in the working week, there's a new puzzle that ties to the last puzzle, and they work through that as a family. So it's a game that they can play together. And with that comes a note saying, hey, we're really sorry that you weren't able to make it. We would have loved to have had you here, but you know, to try and make up for it in a small way, here's our way of giving you a small piece of Cozy Cabins, of what we've got. Now, if they don't cancel and they end up coming, great. We can still give them the game. We can still give it to them when they arrive at the resort, which is part of what we do anyway. But if they don't, then we have an option of showing them how much we're dedicated to still serving them. And that's the main theme that I want to come through this whole thing is how do you continue to serve your guests at a deep level through this whole crisis? Because as much as this is hurting us, it's still saying, you know what, we're still called to serve. So that's an example of what that looks like. Maybe giving you another example, I had a call a couple days ago with a resort, and I'm not saying this is happening, but we pitched this around as an idea. They are a resort that does heli fishing. So people will take a helicopter in to the location, and then from there they'll take a helicopter to different bays and rivers and stuff around the area. Beautiful, beautiful location. I'll keep it confidential for now, just because I'm sure that they don't want to be mentioned on the podcast, but they have an amazing location. And so what we were thinking is, their guests, their clientele, most of them have canceled because most of them are international. And what we were considering was, what if we did like a video where we went out with a fly fishing guide to some of these iconic locations and filmed at that location. And the guide gave a little bit of an explanation of what was in the area and what was going on. but it made it seem like a one-to-one video. And then the guide explained some of the flies and things that he was using there. And then what we would do is take that video, put it onto a USB stick, and then also put together a small box of the flies that we were talking about in the video, and ship that off to the guest. And then that goes with a little note that says, similar to Cozy Cabins, just says, "Hey, we really wish you could have been here to experience this with us. We're sorry it didn't work out this year. Maybe we'll see you in the future, but if not, here are a box of flies complimentary to us. You can use them if we ever see each other again, or here are different spots around the world where you'll find these useful." And then just a little map that gives, different key locations where those flies are often used. So, giving a piece of what it would be like. Another idea that we bat around a little bit as well was taking the concept of the fireplace channel. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that, but the fireplace channel. Maybe it's a Canadian thing, I'm not sure. Maybe it's a North American thing. But every I'm gonna say December, there's a channel, and all it is a TV channel where it's just a fireplace, and you just film a fireplace and that's it, and you watch it. And every once in a while, like 20 minutes, somebody will put a log on the fire, and that's the big exciting thing on the fireplace channel. But it's a thing. People watch it. And so we thought, wouldn't that be an interesting concept if you have a location that is a tranquil location, which I'm assuming a lot of you that are listening to this probably have a location that's gorgeous, which is why you're in this business. Wouldn't it be interesting if you just set up a camera still and filmed a gorgeous view for a couple of hours and you just let the camera roll? And then you came back, you uploaded that video to either to YouTube or to Vimeo, or I guess wherever you want to upload it. And then you send the guest a link that's got a password, so it makes it seem a little bit more exclusive. Or if you're doing it on YouTube, you can list it as unlisted and just say, "Hey, this is an unlisted video, but we're giving you the secret link." And then tell them they can play that. They can play that on their big screen TV at home or somewhere where they can just put it on in the background. Just put it on either a big screen TV, or if they have a projector, they can project it onto the wall and just let it play on a loop for a few hours, just so it's that little bit of calm in the storm that gives them a little bit of peace in all the chaos that's going on. I thought that was a pretty cool idea. That wasn't even my well, that was, I guess, partially my idea, but it stemmed from a concept that came through in this conversation, which is they were trying to do this live on a much shorter version, but it just didn't come through pixelated. So we were thinking, why not just pre-record it so you do have that HD picture, and then give them a unique link. All right, so that was point number five. I went on a little bit on that, but I think that's really important, is still ask yourself how you're serving people at a high level to give them what they wanted with you, even though they can't be with you. And that's a challenging task, but it's what I'm going to call you to do. Number six. Number six is where we're going to be spending the majority of our time, and this is on strategy. If in some cases, like with our motorcycle tour company, things are on hiatus, trips that we were planning on taking here in the next days and weeks, the earliest ones we're now looking at are June. So that gives us some time in that business to say, what are we going to work on? To me, it makes absolute sense to say we're going to work on strategy. And within strategy, there's a couple of things specifically within that we're looking at working on. Number one for me always is marketing. And marketing to me is both internal and external. So what are we doing? I'm always interested in internally first. So how do we increase or improve the customer experience? To me, that's a marketing exercise. So what are we doing to improve the customer experience, the customer journey? Let's focus on that. What can we come up with for new experiences? That's my first question. Then how do we take those experiences and tell the world about it? And that's external marketing. So what's the team doing to do that? And we look at both as part of that strategy. By the way, one of the things that I'll be sharing on this webinar that I'm talking about is our one-page marketing plan. And that one-page marketing plan includes everything I'm talking about in this section, in number six, which is strategy. And that internal, external marketing factor, how we lay that out and what that looks like. Another thing that we're looking at is Dialing in training. This is a really good time to really hone in on what are the different staff roles, what are managers' roles, and what do they need to know for those roles? Do they have the tools? Do they have the resources? Do they have the knowledge that they need in order to fulfill on that? I'm going to be quite frank and say almost, really, actually, I'm say almost every, but really every organization I've ever worked with could use work on this, including our own. Absolutely. I'm not saying that we're perfect by any means either, but every organization could use more time on building up employees, building up culture, but then building up your processes and your roles as well. And that's part of culture as well, is having a plan, having things organized so that employees aren't disgruntled. That's one aspect of culture as well. So building that up. The other aspect of culture to me is brand, and that's part of marketing. So it's important to look at both. And if you have questions around what all that looks like, then again, I know I've been harping on it, but there's a lot of really great resources that we're giving away in this webinar, and it really lays it out, kind of like these are key things to work on when you do have some downtime. So that was number six, strategy. We're going to focus a lot on that so that when this whole thing is over, we're going to launch with a bang. We're gonna have like basically we're pulling the majority of our resources as far as marketing go right now externally, and we're holding those, we're redirecting to building out strategies and systems internally, and then we're gonna be able to launch when this is over with an external marketing strategy again. So that's number six. And then number seven, this is just a question I want to have myself and every person I work with. I want to have them ask themselves this question, and that is, how do I serve people at a higher level than I did before? So to me, this is an opportunity, this is a catalyst to ask that question. How do I serve people at a higher level than I did before? I can't even say it. How do I serve people at a higher level than I did before? And I say people because I'm including guests, staff, stakeholders, really anybody in that. One of the first ones you're going to look at naturally is going to be your guests. But then the second one, that group that you should look at here is your staff, your employees. How are you serving them? Can you serve them at a higher level than you did before? And this is an opportunity to ask yourself, what can you do to up the game there? And then the third group that I definitely don't want you to forget about, and you might think I'm saying, stakeholders or something businessy like that. Don't forget about your family. That to me is that really that's number one. I said, guests is going to be one of the first groups you look at. Family's number one. Nothing else matters. If your family life's in shambles, then in my opinion, that's the number one priority. There was a, I think I've mentioned this in another episode before, but it's really stuck with me. There's a quote that I got from a Mormon guy, and I'm not Mormon by any means, but it doesn't mean that the wisdom's not there. And that quote was, "No success in business can compensate for failure in the home." And I firmly believe in that. No success in business can compensate for failure in the home. So family is priority number one. Spend your time with them. But when you do have your time scheduled out to work on business, then work on the guest experience and work on the employee experience, and ask yourself that question, which is, how do I serve these people at a higher level than I did before this whole coronavirus struck? And then if you're ever listening to this episode in the future, and maybe it's not coronavirus, maybe it's some other crisis, maybe there's, who knows, environmental hazards that come through, or some other disease or whatever it is. I'm hoping that this game plan might help people, not just in this instance, but give some perspective for any time that you're going through a rough patch, and you're making things happen. In fact, I actually just learned today that apparently Shakespeare, he wrote one of his greatest plays, and now don't ask me what it was, but he wrote one of his greatest plays in a time when the plague had shut down the theaters. And that just gave him time to write and not have to worry about focusing on anything else. And so he wrote one of his plays, while everything was shut down, while his whole livelihood was wiped out because of the plague, which is something that obviously is very close to us right now. So, yeah, don't sit at home on the couch and look at this as an excuse to play Xbox or whatever it is you do. That might be for a younger crowd. Whatever it is you do, whatever you think this is maybe just leisure time for you. I'm gonna say, if you're still focused on growing your business, then get out there and ask yourself, how can I serve at a higher level? All right, that's what I've got for you guys today. Last reminder, a lot of the resources I talked about on this episode, if you want them, go register the webinar, and then we'll make sure that we'll give you those resources. For anybody that's registered in that webinar, we'll make sure that we're getting those resources so that you got some tools to make this a whole lot easier on you moving forward. All right, if you got anything out of this episode, you can let me know in a review. Otherwise, can't wait to talk to you guys next week.